This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. You know what that means? That means that I'm JR. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America, coast to coast. You could be in California. You could be in, I don't know, North Carolina, Florida, Texas. Damn it, you could be in Toronto. What's up, Toronto? We just had a caller from Toronto. You could be in Vancouver, Montreal. I don't know where you at, but thank you for listening. I'm being joined by my main man, super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158, and if you got a smart speaker, just ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Me, I'm on the internet. I am. I'm at JR Sport Brief. Go ahead, look it up. Got a photo with Chris Webber. Yeah, Chris Webber was here with us on the show. You missed it? Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We'll give you a little bit of a teaser in a second. We've had a busy show. A couple of things that I need to update you on. Right now, this minute, thank you, God, get it over with. The Celtics are smacking up the Miami Heat 76-46. Boston is on the verge of knocking the Heat out of the postseason. There is no Jimmy Butler. He's probably sitting around with a funny hairdo. And so, yeah, this is the inevitable. Think about this. Bam Adebayo. Oh, yeah, by the way, they're in the third quarter, and they only have 46 points. Bam Adebayo has 21. The next highest scorer is Tyler Hero with 7 points. He's 3 of 13 from the field. Meanwhile, the Celtics are just killing them. Derek White has 20. Brown has 19. Tatum has 16. And the Celtics are just going to keep it moving, okay? In an hour from now, the Dallas Mavericks and the Clippers are going to go at it. This series is tied at 2-2. But we learned that Luka Doncic has a sprained knee. He doesn't know if he's going to play. If it was a regular season, he would certainly be out there. A matter of fact, don't take my word for it. Luka Doncic was asked about his knee early this morning, and it was a very short, simple, and sweet response. Hey, Luka, how's that knee?
I'm not good. Could be way better, but it is what it is.
No, it's not good. Okay, well. If Kyrie Irving got to go out there and play by himself, he'll be in heaven. I hope Luka's out there. No Kawhi, no Luka. Of course, earlier on in the show, we talked about Tyrese Maxey helping to save the Sixers season, 7 points in 25 seconds. Had 46 points overall. We talked about the Milwaukee Bucks. There's so much going on. And then we spoke to Mark Jackson, the big Mark Jackson, the former power forward. He used to play for the Sixers, also played at Temple. He's now a broadcaster for NBC Sports in Philadelphia. And we talked to him about big men. And so, yeah, today, well, this is interesting to say. Today's show is all about the big men. Thank you, Mark Jackson, and thank you, Chris Webber. And then also, of course, I gave you a new top six list. Last hour, we took a look at some of the best stars, young stars, in the NBA right now. Who are some future stars 25 and under? You missed it? Hit rewind, free Odyssey app. Here's a preview. At number 6, I gave you Paolo Banchero. At number 5, I gave you Tyrese Maxey. At number 4, I gave you Anthony Edwards. At number 3, I gave you Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. At number 2, I gave you Victor Wembanyama. At number 1, I gave you Luka Doncic. You want the explanations? Odyssey app. Real simple. Something else I need to update you on before I get back to some of this basketball. This is hilarious. Hilarious. I told somebody today, you know, there's no more interesting fights and boxing. I'm a huge boxing fan. But even I know Like, the fights aren't there where people give a damn. And realistically, Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia might be the best fight of the year, at least the most noteworthy fight. I don't care who anybody else is fighting. And Hickey, how about this? We talked about whether or not Ryan Garcia was, like, acting crazy to hype up the fight, and then he said he was acting crazy. Well, Ryan Garcia, via Dan Raphael, who's a big boxing reporter with ESPN for years, per multiple sources with knowledge of the results, Ryan Garcia tested positive for the banned PED Osterine in a test related to the Haney fight. And then Ryan Garcia decided to show off his bottle of, what is this stuff called? Ashwagandha? Is that what that stuff is? Hickey, you heard of that?
No. No. Should I? Should I bother looking it up?
I think it's for energy and other things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He is literally live tweeting. Oh, my God. Here we go. He's acting crazy. He is, yep. He is. So Ryan Garcia tweeted a Bible verse. No weapon against me shall prosper. That was the first tweet. He then said fake news, like if I was Donald Trump. He says, I need more steroids. I'm addicted. Ugh. I'm going to find out who paid to create this lie. Now I'm going to release everybody's stuff. Time to expose the snakes. Hey, Hick, you're like this one. The glove does not fit.
No. Oh, boy.
I see I'm like Trump. Now I'm positive for steroids. This is a straight attack. And here we have it. 3 minutes ago, if I took the steroids, I'm for sure gay. And then the latest one from 1 minute ago, on that 10 second. Oh, they're trying to take away my greatest victory. Kind of sad if you think about it. He says, I love you, Jesus. He says, now I'm not going to give him a rematch. I beat him easy, fair and square. I'll be damned if I have to give him a rematch. Hickey, boxing is this WWE or boxing?
That's a great question, because that definitely feels like theater right now. I mean, if you're tweeting, what was that, 10 tweets you just read in the span of 10 minutes?
I'm not going to open up another one, yeah.
If you tweet that much in that short a time, you are clearly not innocent. That's all I'll say.
You think he took the steroids, huh?
Oh, if you didn't, I think you maybe sent out a tweet, I'm shocked, we're fighting this ASAP, and then you go figure it out. You're not sitting and spending your time on Twitter tweeting about how much of a disgrace this is and, you know, the other things he said. And basically sitting on your ass and firing off tweets to let everyone know how innocent you are instead of proving your innocence.
Ryan Garcia is 25 years old. So if he was a basketball player, maybe he'd make this list of future stars. Let me tell you something. He has raised his profile. This is not a joke. He has raised his profile by acting crazy. Like, Floyd Mayweather Jr. acted like a villain. You know, he created a persona, Money Mayweather, and I think some of it is not a persona, but he took it to another level. And now we have somebody who's just, I don't know, he's acting like the real-life version of Macho Man Randy. He's acting like Macho Man Randy Savage, if Macho Man was young in 2024 and alive.
And I guess maybe the present-day version of Conor McGregor?
Ryan Garcia?
Right? I mean, McGregor's a bad dude. He's a bad dude.
All we need is Ryan Garcia to threaten a guy with a broken leg and say he's going to, you know, do things to his wife. That's all that's missing here.
And fight an old guy for not drinking his whiskey.
And do some other things.
That's true. Any barricades around? Make sure there's no team buses anywhere near.
Yeah, he got a list. Thank you, Ryan Garcia, for keeping boxing interesting. Also of note, and we didn't talk about it yesterday because is it a huge deal? Hickey, you heard this fight between Mike Tyson and which one is it? Jake Paul. It's a sanctioned fight. It's going to go on their boxing records.
Does Jake Paul have a boxing record?
He does. His record is like, I don't know, 6-1, 5-1, something like that.
So I'm a novice when it comes to boxing.
Yeah.
So when you say this is a sanctioned fight, like, this is going in, like, the boxing record books?
Correct.
The official record books?
Correct. This is not an exhibition fight. This is not, hey, let's show up and let's have an event and punch each other around and get permission to do so. This is going to go on their boxing records. So, for instance, if Mike Tyson loses this quote-unquote fight, this is going to go on Mike Tyson's record no different than if he would have fought Evander Holyfield or anybody else. This is like, this is a Mike Tyson fight. This is what it is.
That's an embarrassment. I'm sorry. That's an embarrassment for the sport of boxing.
It is.
You can have Jake Paul. The fact that he is going to be in the record books and already has, you know, sanctioned, like, that's ridiculous. Like, could you imagine me and you playing pickup basketball and going the NBA records? Our points scored in that game is like in the record books.
Me and you have points in the NBA all-time scores.
That's it. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. And, you know, it's one thing. And look, there's hundreds of, I don't even know, thousands of people who have boxing records, right? And Jake Paul, here's his record. I just pulled it up. He's 10-1. And the only guy who beat him is Tommy Fury, which is the brother of Tyson Fury. Like, that's his record. And all these other folks that he fought, I mean, Nate Diaz, MMA fighter, Anderson Silva, MMA fighter, Tyron Woodley, MMA fighter, Ben Askren, MMA fighter, Nate Robinson, God bless his soul, Nate Robinson is like, hey, if I don't get a kidney, I'm going to die. Like, he's a basketball player. So it's one thing to look at this guy's record and say, this man is gaming the system, and God bless him, he's making tons of money. If you can do it, then do it. It's another thing to have a fight with Mike Tyson and have that on his. This is, you can't make this stuff up. If you would have told me this in like the 90s or the 80s, I would have said, what are you talking about right now? Mike Tyson is going to fight a guy from the internet and it's going to be on his record? Who is, this is not Lennox Lewis. Like, what is this? You can't make this stuff up. The validity of the sport. And I know a lot of people go, oh, well, this is good for boxing and the attention that it gets. It's a circus sport right now. It's a clown sport, man. Ryan Garcia live tweeting. It's nutty. Well, these young guys are just, I don't even know. Anyway, speaking of young guys, I told you we had Chris Webber here on the show. And I also gave you a top six list of future stars in the NBA, big time stars, 25 and under. And Chris Webber, we had such a great conversation. If you missed it, I encourage you to check it out on the free Odyssey app. And we talked about everything from Michigan, the current state of the NBA. It just hit everything. Jokic. And one of the things, like right out of the gate, that Chris Webber wanted to address was the man that I had here on my list, Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards, without a shadow of a doubt, is one of the brightest young stars in the NBA, is only 22 years old. And Chris Webber, well, C. Webb told us what makes Anthony Edwards different.
I think when you look at his story of him getting into the league, he embraced a lot of hardship before that. And I think it's his passion. I think what stands out with a lot of guys is their passion, because passion makes you consistent with effort, consistent with thoughtfulness on the court. And you see him becoming the leader. I mean, right now the league with OKC and Minnesota being two of the top teams in the West, being that young, that's something, man. So that's what makes him different, having the same talent as a few other teams that are six on up. But his impact and the way that the veterans on his team embrace him, that says a lot about how he is in the locker room, off the court. So I think a lot of his intangibles is what really I'm a fan of.
Yeah, he just goes out there and he, quote unquote, gets it. And I love it. Hickey, you know what else I love about this man, Anthony Edwards?
He wants
to play every game.
That's like, true.
He might be the guy that sets the standard for, man, y'all sitting out. Yeah, he might call him some words there. You know, I appreciate, that's what the league has needed. All these older dudes, and when I say older dudes, let's think about it. The Kawhis, and okay, I put LeBron in a different category. He's the oldest, but like Kawhi needs to sit, can't stay healthy, and Embiid can never stay healthy. And I get it. Anthony Edwards is 22. I think he's going to age just fine. I hope these young guys just go out there and want to get it. He's not the only dude that Chris Webber showed a lot of love to. Chris Webber, known for his passing, his shooting, getting up and down the court, was known for his power. Chris Webber did it all out there. Chris Webber had some love for the man who will likely be MVP, Nikola Jokic, because Chris Webber talked about what makes him so damn special himself.
I think what makes Jokic spectacular is, one, his skill set, the way that he plays. A lot of people were criticizing him, just like LeBron and others, for playing the right way. So, one, he went through that criticism. He plays the right way. Two, he trusts players. I mean, a lot of times you see guys taking bad shots, ill-advised shots, because they don't trust the player, when that's really why he's getting assists. You know, when you're a good passer, guys run harder when you get the ball. They cut with integrity. They make sure that their spacing is correct, because they know that whoever's in the right position will get the ball. It's not just standing around and watching. So, and lastly, I think the coaching staff of Denver is the most slept-on coaching staff. All coaches on Denver are coaches' sons. All coaches on Denver dads coached in the NBA. One, takes a lot to be a coach's son. Two, to be able to have that historic value and to be able to bring it and adopt it to the game today, that's something special. And so I think it's the perfect storm, but it all starts with his heart, passion, and the way that he plays the game, his IQ.
Oh, man, genius. You know, Hickey, I never thought about that, but it's true. And, man, my God, how many coaches does a team need? Denver Nuggets, Hickey, they got one head coach. We know Michael Malone. I know his dad, Brendan, was a coach, also an assistant with the Knicks. You got Michael Malone as the head coach. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They have 8 assistant coaches. What the – does every player need his own coach?
That's what he goes out to, basically, right? Not bad. Personal coach, maybe personal scout, not awful.
And then player development coach. I didn't count these guys in. Player development coach, player development coach, player development associate, player development associate, special assistant to the head coach. It's just, what are we doing? I mean, they're the champs, so what am I going to say, right?
Maybe that's why they won, because they have all these coaches breaking down all this film, getting all the game plans ready, you know?
And so the names that I recognize here, and this is amazing, wow. David Adelman. I know C. Webb is familiar with David Adelman because his dad was the coach, Rick, for the Sacramento Kings. Ryan Saunders. You might remember Ryan. His dad, Flip, coached the Wolves. Former player Popeye Jones. Ryan Bowen. I think his dad played. Those are the names that stand out to me. We even have a Stojakovic here. This can't be Pages. This cannot be Pages' kid. Oyen Stojakovic. I'm going to look this up in a break. This can't. Pages Stojakovic. Wow. Hey, they just. Hickey out there. Well. And my dad wasn't an NBA. Was your dad an NBA coach?
No. No, he was
okay.
Not.
So we can't. We can't coach on the Nuggets either then.
And I guess we can't pave the way for our kids.
We can't. A few things that we learned today. Neither one of us are billionaires like Stephen Ross.
Or Michael Bloomberg.
Or Michael Bloomberg, $106 billion. And I guess neither one of us will coach on the Nuggets staff. Hey, a big shout out to Chris Webber. Excellent, excellent conversation. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'll give you an update on this game. The Celtics blasting the Heat. And then I gotta talk about this. I mentioned some of the disasters, some of the young players that should have been on my top 6 list. There's no Zion. There's no Ja Morant. There's another disaster. Charles Barkley talked about it. And it has to do with Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan. I'm afraid that probably Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley will never be friends again. I'll explain why, and you'll hear from Charles Barkley. It's the other side of the break. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Yeah, a lot of basketball tonight. I think why not? I mean, start with Chris Webber, Mark Jackson. This is a fun show. And then the playoffs are going on right now. How about this? At the end of the third quarter, the Boston Celtics are still smacking the living hell out of the Miami Heat. Can't end their season fast enough. Stupid screen. Where the hell did it go? 98-66. The Miami Heat season is over. Thank God. No need to prolong the bleeding. It's not like Jimmy Butler plays basketball anyway. Can't wait to see what he wears on the first press conference day. Cut out the nonsense with the locks and the hair and the afros and all that other stuff. Just play basketball. No more funny gimmicks. Just go be a winner again. Getting kind of lame for a player who's old and busted up. Anyway, we're going to hear from Charles Barkley in a second. He had some interesting words about Michael Jordan and his son. I don't think they'll ever be friends again. But let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I guess this individual should be happy. We got Josh in Philly. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Josh?
How are you, JR?
Amazing. What's up?
So since the Philadelphia 76ers aren't going quietly out of the playoffs, regardless of what happens at the end, do you think they should move on from Embiid?
How the hell are you going to move on from him? If I remember off the top of my head, I think he's under contract until 2027. How the hell are you going to move? Where's he going?
I don't know.
Yeah, like you got to have somebody has to want him and somebody has to want to pay him the amount of money that he's owed. And that's kind of ridiculous, if you ask me. Like, who's taking him on? He's injury prone. Like, he belongs to them and pretty much them only. Nobody, yeah, I'm right. His contract runs until 2027. Over the next several years, he's getting $50 million, $50 million, $50 million, and then $60 million bucks. Who wants that contract?
Yeah, you might be right on that.
Yeah, I think I am. He's stuck with the Sixers because ain't nobody else going to want him. And what, they can't cut him? Like, this is guaranteed money. It's not football. Enjoy the ride, okay? I mean, Tyrese Maxey may drive you to the promised land, and Embiid may bring his one-and-a-half leg with him. I don't know.
Yeah. Before you let me go, would I be able to ask you one more question quick?
I charge by the minute. Go ahead.
All right, this is a random one. This is something that Dan Patrick was talking about recently. What's your take on, like, ESPN or, like, CBS starting to cover, like, WWE wrestling? Do you think it more, like, does it make it more of a sport, or do you think it just makes it more of a circus that they cover it?
No, it's entertainment, and it's certainly an athletic element to it. I mean, are you into professional wrestling?
I used to be when I was younger, and I still watch, like, WrestleMania and some of their bigger pay-per-views.
So do I.
Support it.
There are so many athletes who participate, legitimate athletes who participate in wrestling. And, yes, I think we all know it's scripted. Like, anyone who's watching, oh, it's scripted. It's not real. Like, yeah, so is the movie that you're watching. But these are real athletes. I mean, you have veterans. You have basketball players. You have people who played ball in college. I mean, look, Bill Goldberg was in the NFL for the Falcons. I mean, we got real athletes. They are gymnasts. The WWE they actually have NIL deals. Like, they are actively recruiting athletes, track stars, people who work in team sports, football players. We have legitimate wrestlers like Greco-Roman wrestling, mat wrestling. These are athletes who are competing. And so I could care less. I mean, if there's an element that's interesting, like we don't talk about WWE here unless I want to be a jerk. I mean, last night I made a reference to Ravishing Rick Rude. And, you know, but I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, I don't know, Cody Rhodes, you know, beat Roman Reigns. Like, who cares? You can save that for wrestling, but it doesn't bother me. Like, what, Dan Patrick doesn't like it?
Well, I felt like Dan Patrick, yeah, he was kind of saying that he feels like it. The line has to be drawn somewhere on, like, where, you know, they cover boxing and UFC, but WWE is, you know, different. I think he kind of rags on wrestling.
Yeah,
more.
It's their athletes, and maybe that's his job. Maybe that's his thing. If he feels that way, that's his prerogative. To me, you know Charlie Brown, right? You know Charlie Brown?
No. Who's that?
Hold on a second. Hickey, put him on hold. He thinks I'm referring to, like, an athlete named Charlie Brown. He don't know Charlie Brown?
I really hope not.
Yeah, bring him back.
Everyone knew.
What's his name? Josh, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Josh.
Yes.
You know Charlie Brown. I'm not talking about some picture on, like, the Guardians. Charlie Brown, a cartoon.
Oh, yes. Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course. I was worried. You thought I was referring to some athlete?
Yes, I thought, yeah, it sounds like a pitcher for a baseball team.
Yeah, Charlie Brown with an ERA of 2.5 and 4 victories on the season. No, Charlie Brown that hangs out with that big nose Snoopy. That Charlie Brown. Do you remember what the teacher sounded like in Charlie Brown?
Yeah.
What the teacher sound like?
Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, that sounds like Dan Patrick complaining about wrestling, of all things. Hey, tell him to go visit a show and talk to some of the athletes that actually exist in the back. There are some high-class, ridiculously decorated athletes. And if it's this thing to crap on wrestling and he wants to push buttons, then, hey, that's his shtick, I guess. But, nah, there's some amazing athletes back there, and I respect them because what they put their bodies through, and then you put in the scripted element. I mean, last year I had Seth Rollins on the JR Sport Brief show. Seth Rollins is one of the most gifted athletes I've ever seen in my life. His athleticism, his speed, he's very into cross-training. It's nuts. They do things that most people sitting on their ass couldn't get up and do. But, Josh, thank you for calling from Philly, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Have a good show, JR.
Thank you so much. Hickey, I was like, he got me scared for a second, like. You don't know Charlie Brown? Like, you got to know Charlie Brown.
Even I know Charlie Brown. That's saying something.
Like, what age? I guess you got to be a baby to not know, not a baby, but what's the cutoff of not knowing Charlie Brown? 10 right now? 15? 15, right?
Yeah, I guess.
People
yeah,
know
still...
Snoopy. They know Snoopy.
Lucy, the bird.
Oh, look at you. The bird? Well, Woodstock.
Which, thank you. Thank you. I'm not great at names. Yeah.
No, it's okay. Is Marco here?
Marco's here?
Yep.
At what age would somebody not know Snoopy? Because I feel like he's aged out, right? He's not popping like he used to be.
That's the thing. Like, my kids know it, but that's because my wife likes it. But I don't think they've actually ever seen, like, a Peanuts anything, an episode of this or that. I don't think kids know that stuff at all.
It's not the holidays unless I see Snoopy, you know?
Yeah, I don't think they watch that stuff anymore, man. It's not on. It's not on whatever an app. They're not watching, you know, Rudolph and whatnot. Come the holidays, they're just not doing it.
You know what I need? I need celebrity deathmatch. I need Charlie Brown versus Baby Shark to finish it off.
You know what? I'll watch that.
We need to get Baby Shark and what a Paw Patrol.
Ugh.
We need to get all of these things out of here. I need Snoopy and who else would it? Snoopy and Bullwinkle and Bugs Bunny to put a rap to all of these cartoons.
That's what I'm saying. They don't. Bugs Bunny, Tom and Jerry, they don't know that stuff. All the stuff that we watched when we were kids, it's not really on now. Well, so, like, kids are watching different stuff, man.
Everybody's so sensitive. Can you put Bugs Bunny on right now?
I don't know.
Elmer Fudd? You can't dress Elmer Fudd? If you put Elmer Fudd in a skirt and put him on TV right now, It's going to be a riot outside. They're going to protest.
Well, never mind. He's got a rifle and he's going to blow Bugs' head off. I mean, like, no, I don't think that works anymore. I think we've passed that part.
Yeah, we can't do a lot of things. What a world. What a world. We need to eliminate all these. Can I use that word? I was going to get in trouble again, Marco. Am I allowed, Hickey, can I say pansy on the radio? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
I could say pansy?
Yeah.
Hickey, Marco, do I get an email in the morning?
I don't know, but Hickey's hesitancy may be a little nervous.
No,
yeah, sure.
It's all right. Not one of the, you know, it is clear to say.
Right.
You're not going to get fined.
Right. Oh, yeah, I know that.
So, I mean.
A pansy is a plant, okay?
There we go, learning a little horticulture here.
It's a plant. It's a beautiful purple. Uh-oh. I'm in trouble. A weak or effeminate man or boy. Here we go. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to take a break. When I come back, I'm going to let Charles Barkley say something crazier. I'm going to tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we talked a lot of basketball tonight with good reason. Listen to this, folks. And this is wild. We know Tyrese Maxey saved the behind of the Philadelphia 76ers last night. And the last time the Sixers hosted a home game, the fans in New York, right up the road, basically took over the arena. They took over Wells Fargo Arena because New York is a hop, skip, and a jump from Philly. And so as a result, and this is so lame, and I get it, it's a PR move. It just is like, oh, well, we're the real fans. Michael Rubin, the rest of the owners of the Sixers said, we just bought more than 2,000 tickets for Sixers Game 6. We absolutely cannot let Knicks fans take over our arena again. Giving these tickets to first responders, healthcare professionals, and other local Philadelphia-based organizations once we know that they are legit Sixers fans and not imposters. Ha 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 face. Let's go Sixers. We can do this. Hickey, isn't that kind of lame? Isn't that lame?
That is pathetic. I'm sorry. That is absolutely pathetic.
You, the owners of the team, have to buy tickets and give them away to keep your own to keep the opposing fans out? Your own fans won't, like blow up the building? I don't know, man. I thought Philly people were tough. I was born in Philadelphia, but I thought Philly people were tough. I can't imagine Madison Square Garden being overrun with Sixers fans. Because Sixers fans are not going to want to go to New York and deal with that in the Garden, but the Philly fans will? What?
And you know what's even more pathetic about, forget just the act of the buying tickets because you're afraid Knicks fans are going to take over your building. It's also then using the first responders and healthcare workers as a prop to shield yourself from criticism. Because it's one thing, oh, we're just going to give it to Sixers fans, you can get roasted. But, oh, look, we're going to give it to first responders. So now, anyone that was willing to criticize the Sixers, it's a little bit more difficult because of, oh, you're doing a good deed for people that, again, are the real heroes in this world. Right. But they're using them just to shield themselves from criticism, not because they actually care. If the takeover in Game 4 didn't happen, this is never happening. It's pathetic.
Yeah. A lot of spin, right? You know what this is? Just
100%.
A lot of spin. Oh, my God.
And it won't work.
Hey, good luck. I mean, the Sixers are the ones with the momentum right now. And the New York Knicks, oh, well, they got to try to win one in Philadelphia. It's not going to be easy. So good luck to them there. 855-212-4227. Speaking of criticism, I'm going to have to watch this at some point before the week is up. Charles Barkley sat down with Shannon Sharpe. Oh, my God. Yes, they sat down together. And Charles Barkley, who is someone who is always willing to speak his mind. I mean, last night we heard from him about Galveston, Texas, and the dirty water and the big old women in San Antonio. Those are his words, not mine. Charles Barkley, we know, hasn't had the best of relationships with his old friend Michael Jordan because he's criticized him publicly about basketball, a team he doesn't even own anymore. I don't know if they'll ever be friends because Charles Barkley gave some thoughts about Michael Jordan's son and Scottie Pippen's ex-wife and their on and off again relationship. Listen to this.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.